The rollout of the national broadband network, it's been brought to a halt in some sites. Houses have been evacuated amid concerns over the presence of asbestos down in Telstra cabling pits. In one case, a Sydney family with two young children have moved into a hotel because of concerns that asbestos from a Telstra pit outside their Penrith home may have contaminated their street. The government says it's working with Telstra and its contractors to address these asbestos safety issues. But one union says that the NBN project is relying on pyramid subcontracting, exposing that project to similar problems to the government's failed Pink Bat scheme. Now, Shane Murphy is from the CEPU, the Communications, Electrical and Plumbing Union of Australia. Shane, good evening.
Good evening.
This is a pretty frightening prospect. Do we have any sense, Shane, of how far-reaching the asbestos contamination, if you like, in these pits is?
Oh, look, we're still working through that process at the moment, but the exposure at this stage, we believe, is pretty large due to the fact over the last few months, a number of workers, hundreds of workers have been hired, and in our view, the appropriate training has not been provided. Therefore, leaving some of these suburbs, in our view, could be exposed to asbestos.
Will this stop the NBN rollout?
Look, this is not directly NBN's problem. It is Telstra's remediation work. This is a Telstra contract with Service Stream. This is to make the pits and network available and ready for NBNCo to put their fibres through. So this is a Telstra problem to make it, their network ready for NBN, and certainly they're the people that need to address the issue.
Sounds like they have a job ahead of them.
Oh, look, absolutely. Can I just add, look, this issue's been around for some time. Now, due to rate cuts and the contracting out of the work, they've introduction of pyramid contracting. You know, you've got some mums and dads out there who are struggling to make a dollar on the rates that have been provided. And obviously, when you have low rates, it more than likely produces shortcuts. And in the meantime, going through the processes over the last couple of weeks, we've found out that training has not been provided in accordance with the processes and procedures. And that's why we've now had hundreds, if not thousands, of workers exposed doing this work.
Shane Murphy, thanks for your time.
Cheers.
Shane Murphy is from the Communications, Electrical and Plumbing Union of Australia, joined now by Workplace Relations Minister Bill Shorten. Mr. Shorten, good evening.
Good evening.
Are we losing control of this process, Bill Shorten? Have we got cowboys involved in exposing workers to this asbestos risk?
Now, first of all, I want to say that the government, and myself included, think that there's no safe level of exposure to asbestos. It is dangerous. It's killing people. Today in the Parliament, we just passed a law setting up the creation of an asbestos agency because it is an issue. So first thing is, I'm not going to start telling people that asbestos isn't an issue because it is and it's killing people now.
Yep.
Having said that, Telstra's got to remediate its pits which have asbestos in them and do it properly. No excuse for cutting corners. And certainly the regulator, Comcare, who report to me, have intervened with Telstra to make sure that there's proper training. I've spoken with the CEO of Telstra directly. He certainly has taken a direct interest. They're putting on extra resources because communities and residents and workers do not need to be having a concern about this matter, and we need to have the best practice standards.
I imagine Telstra is taking a pretty direct interest.
Absolutely.
I also imagine this will not do much to speed the rollout of the NBN.
Well, I'll be honest. For me, I'm not sure if it will or won't. For me, the first issue is not anything else other than safety. So I understand that a lot of people's mind automatically goes to what does it mean for NBN. I'm sure that that'll be proceeding okay. The previous caller was spot on. This is Telstra remediating its pits. Mm. I just want the job done safely. There is no other issue as far as I'm concerned.
Do we have any sense of how widespread this asbestos is in these pits?
No, we don't. Some people might. I don't. Asbestos was commonly used for a very long time. We only banned it a decade ago. And whilst the risks have been known for too long, as we know with James Hardy not doing the right thing, we've got a lot of asbestos in our community. It has to be removed, especially where it could be disturbed. If there's the disturbance of asbestos and it moves from being within materials to being airborne and exposed, well, that has to be dealt with. There's no shortcuts.
Sure. On another issue, Bill Shorten, on the electoral funding bill, isn't the coalition right to walk away from something so clearly on the nose with voters?
Listen, the coalition probably need help to work out what to wear of a morning. I mean, they can't make up their mind on anything. Their leader makes a deal with Labor about improving public funding, then he changes his mind. I mean, what this tells me about the coalition, frankly, is that whenever they sign a deal, whenever they make a promise before the election, it's not worth the paper it's written on.
So you stand by the public funding idea?
Oh, I think we do need public funding in elections, otherwise you just hand it over to the vested interests. On the other hand, I accept that unless it's bipartisan, the issue is not going anywhere. So, but what has happened is that Tony Abbott wants everyone to vote for him, he signs a document with the government of the day, and then he reneges. What happens if he gets into power? What's he going to do about statutory individual contracts or about keeping superannuation at 9.25% forever? Like, if the man hasn't got the strength to keep his word in one set of circumstances on this, what does that mean if he was to be Prime Minister of Australia?
Bill Shorten, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bill Shorten is Workplace Relations Minister. It's 17 minutes after 6. Back to Jakarta and Waleed Ali.